When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are supporting the Eagles Autism Foundation at Lansdale Family Dentistry with the Doodat Dental Group. First of all, thank you to everybody from Doodat who has been awesome to us, and everyone who came out. It is packed.
Yes.
Everyone waiting for Reed Blankenship. Reed will join us in about 10 minutes. And we have Brent South joining us about 5:30. That will be on the phone, but Reed will be here. So if you'd like to meet Reed, get a photo, get an autograph, you can still stop by, grab some food, grab some drink, hang out. 215-592-9494. BK in Westchester. BK, you're on WIP.
I just got to know where you find these guys. Between Tornado Shapiro and Tommy Down the Shore, you got me dying over here. And then in between, I get pumped up by Rios. Man, that guy was cooking today.
He was cooking. He was cooking. As for where we find the other guys, look, when you lead a weird life, you end up knowing weird people, and that's where we are. So we have Mr. Baloney, who, by the way, is the car. I don't know if you caught that, but
that
Tommy down
hilarious.
The shore, yeah, he is the car. So what's up, BK?
So, hey, I just wanted to get a quick point in on the Eagles here. You know what? These last 3 games, and especially the game before with Jacksonville, I've been seeing a lot of things on the sideline that I haven't seen since they went to the Super Bowl in 2022. And it just looks like these guys are just having fun now. They're just out there. They're calling plays. You got Jalen yelling at Kellen, hey, feet number 6. I got him on the outside one-on-one. You got N'Kobe Dean calling saying he's ready for that catch. Man, do these guys step up? It's amazing to see it. And it's just got me fired up and ready to see these next couple games and see how they progress.
Yeah, you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, you know, winning begets that. But, Ike, you were saying last year that even when they were winning, we didn't see that sort of stuff, right? You know? So I agree with you, BK. That feels like a really good sign.
I'm going to tell you what begets the energy on the sideline that transcends the winning. Because you would think winning would be a cure-all, and it obviously wasn't. To me, the biggest thing last year is that our force multipliers on the team weren't on the same page. Our quarterback, our top wide receiver, and our head coach, and maybe a key defensive player or two, to me, they were never all in sync and pulling in the same direction. And I think that's what led to the herky-jerkiness of the offense, of the defense, and of the team. I mean, Jalen last year was basically playing football emotionless.
Right.
How do you play the game of football without any emotion ever displaying?
This game,
yes,
by the way, football of all games.
And anybody that's watching him this year versus what he was like last year, it's night and day. It's night and day. Just watching him is night and day from where it was last year.
And by the way, you talking about those players, that whole thing trickles down to everyone else. Because just like in any group of people that have to work together, when the people at the top, when there's tension there, there's tension everywhere.
Yep.
You know, because everybody's, what's going on there? What's going on there?
Yep.
And I agree with you, BK. And I think I this is going to be predictable. I think all of the people that you mentioned deserve credit, but including Nick, including Jalen, right?
Yep.
So Jalen, and I don't even think, like Jalen as from camp until now has taken steps. Not just showed up at camp. I thought he showed up at camp that way. But even throughout the season, it feels like it's getting there.
Yeah.
AJ, from his press conference after he signed the contract, you felt something about it there.
Yeah.
And I think Nick deserves credit as well. I think Nick has learned that not every you can't deal with every player in the exact same way. Mm-hmm. But I think he deserves credit as well, because that energy that he brings when he's doing it the right way is something that is contagious.
Yep.
And they feel it and they like it.
Yep.
So I agree with you, BK.
Yeah, and you watch Kellen Moore, too, on that one touchdown play. He's chasing Nick down the field. He's wrapping him up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see, and I just hope it keeps trending that way. And it's all that's going to do is just bring good things and hopefully bring another championship to this city.
Yeah, and I also think, and thanks for the call, BK, I think not having the weight of losing the Super Bowl carried into the season. They listen. It's a reason why when teams lose the Super Bowl, they don't usually come back and have a good season that following year, because that's a lasting impact from the season before that you really do spend a lot of the offseason trying to figure out, well, why did I do this in the game? I wish I'd have did this in the game. And I had been hearing that Nick was different from a personality standpoint last year, to where he almost turned it up too much, the intensity. And everybody didn't respond the same way. He was turning the intensity up because he felt like he needed to do more to get those 3 points back from the Super Bowl, to get those final, get back to the Super Bowl and win it.
And sometimes squeezing harder,
yes,
like that doesn't work.
It does, and it didn't work last year. It
right.
didn't work. And then you got Jalen, who I believe, for whatever reason, was more secluded last year. He was more blocked off last year. You couldn't necessarily get close to him, and he wasn't open to, I guess, being the emotion and the energy for the team. He was just doing his job. I'm the quarterback. This is what I do. As opposed to, I'm taking on the responsibility of being the one who comes in, really practicing what he's preaching.
Yes.
He had a lot of great sayings. I'm the thermostat. I set the temperature in the room.
And if your temperature is 60, your temperature needs to be 100. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, right, right.
You set the temperature in the room. It wasn't a good temperature in the room.
Right, right.
So I think he realized that this offseason and realized, I need to be a different type of leader. I can't just be a leader where I just focus on myself getting better and doing things. I also have to be somebody who's leading the team on a daily basis.
And I think another thing that I think they've realized, and you have to give them credit for, because I will concede on this, because I wanted to, you know, when Howard kept mentioning, well, year after losing the Super Bowl, but all that said, that can't be an excuse for the way you can't just write off what they can't write off
no.
what happened at the end of the year
exactly.
and go, look, that was. But I think they have taken those key people that you're talking about have taken ownership of it. And I also think that with every piece of due respect I can give to Jason, Kelsey, and Fletcher Cox, is that I think sometimes when the rest of the roster changes and you bring in new players and younger players, and you have the leaders on the team being the players who are older that haven't been through the wars with those guys, their leadership, they can do everything right. And I don't know that it has the same effect.
Same impact, yeah.
I agree.
The leadership. Sometimes the message gets old.
Yeah, and the leadership has to come from whoever the next leaders
yes.
are going to be. And Jalen, to his credit, feels like he has taken ownership of that, Nick as well, and AJ as well.
And it helps having 26 in the building.
Who is the kind
That's
of guy.
That's a different type of energy
yeah.
that it just rubs off on everyone else. And his mentality coming in and really trying to ingratiate himself with his teammates, I really do believe that helps, especially on that side of the ball. There's so many egos on that side of the ball.
Sure.
That he is the most selfless player over there.
Well, and you saw that. When he's saying,
that's not a knock at anybody else.
No.
It's just when you're as good as they all are over there, they all feel like they should be the number one guy.
I don't think it's a little thing that he was yelling for Kenny Gainwell to get a touchdown and cheering those guys on. And you could see it the two things you could see with Saquon in New York. One, just when you would talk to him, because I saw him at training camp and you would do interviews with him, and he just presents it that way. That's his energy.
Yeah.
But the way that his teammates talked about him in New York, that would openly say they were disappointed that he didn't get paid, not just because he's a great player, but because who he was in the locker room as well. So 215-592-9494, Dave in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. First off, love the show. I got a couple quick things. Number one, I think Saquon's going to have a huge day. I don't want to ask you guys, do you think last week when they didn't do so well in the push, do you think they'll use Saquon a little bit more on them fourth and one, the fourth and twos?
I don't know.
For I would hope so, but
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite ready. Here's the thing with the tush push is that giving up on that is a major concession from them because it's been so effective. So unless they saw something on film that leads them to believe, this is not the play, like that this isn't going to be as effective as we think it is. Because if that play goes from, I think it's been about 70% effective this year, that play from 90% effective to 70% effective, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really, and that has to go into the equation of what play they call as
so
well.
So fourth and three.
At the 20.
Hold on real quick.
Hold on, Dave. Hold on one second, Dave.
We get fourth and three at the 20-yard line, first quarter. We're going for it?
Yes.
God damn it. We're on the road. Take the points.
You're playing Cooper Rush, though.
See, that's what we do.
Take the points.
All right.
Come on, Spike. Say it with me. Take the points.
Well, you know he's taking the points. I'm just saying. And you get it. Listen, here's what I'm saying. You do that on the road, especially if it's the opening drive of the game. You do that on the road. You don't get points. That gives life
to
that Dallas team. That's all I'm saying.
Go for it.
It's going to be the death of us, Dave. I'm telling you. We're going to have to live with it, man, because they're not going to change. They're not going to change. It's not just Spike.
So.
It's the organization.
Yeah.
They're not going to change.
By the way, it's not just Nick. And Ike had hinted at this yesterday. I think if you got Nick in a corner and with no one listening and it wouldn't get out and you said, Nick, do you want to listen to them tell you the percentages upstairs? Or you probably want the info.
Right.
But you want to be able to make that call based on your gut. Mm-hmm. And Nick's a football guy. Nick probably wants to do it as well. That would be my guess. Well,
did Nick invent the tush push?
I think so, actually.
Did he?
I think he figured it out in Indianapolis and then brought it here.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Well, then
seems like you guys don't support Nick Sirianni.
I can promise you they're not giving up on the tush push.
Yeah,
it's the only thing he adds to it.
I don't know where it came from.
It's the only thing
he adds to the team.
No, it isn't.
Mm. No, he is a force multiplier.
He is the thermometer.
What does that mean,
Dave? Do you have a favorite Eagles Cowboys moment?
I actually do. I believe the game was back in like '92 or '93.
Yeah,
my brother and I were down in Dallas for the Dallas Eagles game, and it was Ty Detmer was the quarterback. Eagles were winning in the fourth quarter. It was like 27-24. And then they, Troy Aikman threw the interception in the end zone when they ran it out and they slipped it. I think it was Toledo Shepherd. And he ran it all the way back.
Well, you done mixed up like three different
Toledo
plays.
Toledo Shepherd
man.
In 92?
Who did he flip it to?
Toledo Shepherd was drafted in 2002.
It was James Willis picked up the pass.
That was in 1996.
Yes, and he flipped it to Troy Vince.
Oh, look, all of our
memories. 1996.
I'm the fraud.
You only have 30 years to remember, Jack.
Exactly.
Remember, you don't.
Toledo Shepherd?
All right, Dave. I'm not mad at you.
But that wasn't the best memory of the game. I mean, being there and all that, it was the first time in Big D, all that, in the old stadium.
Oh,
but
as
Big
we were
D,
leaving,
yep.
And we were going to the Coliseum, Corral, I think they called it. So I was young.
What?
I was like 21, 22 at the time. I had a few adult beverages. As we're walking out, I glance over. As we're walking, there's a full-size Tahoe. Guess who's driving? Troy Aikman.
Toledo Shepherd.
I have the Mamola jersey on, Mike Mamola jersey on. I jump up on his tire. I start going, you suck, you suck. Now, I have pictures of this because my brother had, like, a Kodak camera, like a throwaway one.
He's Hold up. Dave, you jumped on Troy Aikman's car?
I jumped up on his tire, and I was beating on his windshield, and he wouldn't
See, that's when
at
you would have got folded right
so
there.
He yeah. away. Yep. I have pictures of him. My brother's taking pictures. This six, I'm 6 foot. This 6 foot six cowboy guy comes up and tackles me. And he's like, leave Troy alone. I'm like, no problem.
Yeah, that was the move. Well, that's very funny. Good call,
good story.
Dave. I would not. I don't want anybody else to do that. If you happen to see an opposing player in their car, jump on them and beat on their windshield. That is a recipe to get murdered. Oh, Reed's here. Reed will join us in a moment. Here
Lito Shepherd.
Yeah. Well,
Lito
even born.
Ike knows what I'm talking about.
You
get older.
You guys always let people off the hook with nonsense like that.
Well,
a very nice caller.
Well, look.
But we're going 92 Lito Shepherd.
Jack,
come on.
Jack, how many things are you wrong about?
No, but no. Not on important things like that, okay? I don't know what force multiplier means. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Lito Shepherd in the early 90s, that's an issue.
92.
Guess Reed's going to be a part of the top five of five.
Yeah, maybe. Don in North Philly. Don, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ike, Spike, Jack, what's going on?
What's up, Don?
Let me get a double shot of Ike juice with it.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Wow, Buzz on top of something for once today.
Right. Are y'all hiring? Because, Buzz, you about to lose your job, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going to have
Buzz. Seriously,
yes. We're going to – look. Buzz and I love Buzz. We're going to have a very serious sit-down about where everything is and how the show – and
– I blame Jack for that.
Well, does Jack – Buzz, can I ask you something? Hold on, Don, 1 second. Buzz, you're allowed to talk here. Has Jack ever given you a document saying how we do everything and when we do it?
It's like a text message, if anything.
Yeah, see?
He's done the show every week.
How many times?
On Monday.
Well, I told you, we gave a whole rundown of Friday today in the text message.
Look, Buzz.
And hold on.
There's
nothing I need to put in a document that says get the callers ready, okay?
Yes, it does. Everything's got to be in there.
Spike is just looking for a way to hold Buzz accountable.
No, look, I asked Jack this a month ago, and it's still not there. Yeah. So anyway, Don.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
I'm surprised I got on after I stomped all over Jack's grave. I think he's been suppressing my calls because I called about a couple times after that.
Huh.
I think
Jack
He'll do that now. What? He's petty
now,
like that.
Now, what did you say that I suppressed?
He's petty like that.
My phone calls.
Oh. Well, I don't remember.
That sounds like a yes, Don. That sounds like a yes.
Yeah, you know me.
I called a rip on Spike, but you do it every time, man. You do it every time to me. Take shots at the king. He need everybody. You don't want me to name off the list of every player that Kobe had on that team that
Come on, man. You know LeBron's the king of the super teams. Come on. Now we're about to get Trey. Listen, we're about to get Trey Young 4-2. I mean, what else does he need?
Oh, dude. He's LeBron is king of the passive aggressive. I'm the best player of all time, but I also need every good player in the NBA.
Well, hold on.
And my son.
What's the issue with that?
And my
every
son.
Every great player needs great players around him, except for Jaylen.
Well,
he's not allowed.
Look, LeBron needs every great player available. And then, by the way, when the great player doesn't work out, they fire the
40.
Coach.
What about 40?
What about 04? He took one of the worst teams in NBA history to the finals.
And it was incredible. That was the old LeBron.
That's when we still had respect for him.
Yeah,
then.
I love that. And
so you love that. Well,
look,
to Miami?
I'll say this, Don. That game against the Pistons. That game against the Pistons in the playoffs that LeBron. Wait, was that when he took when he went to the finals? Yeah, that wasn't 04. That was 06, right?
No, he's right. It was. It was.
No, it
was
04.
No, you're wrong. It was 07.
Yeah, it was 06, 07. Yeah. Yeah, but that and when you look at the roster, the Booby Gibson and Ilgauskas and
great roster.
And Larry Hughes, like, great roster.
Great roster.
That performance he had in those playoffs was unreal. But that was before he became a prima donna.
God.
Hold on, Don. I give him credit for 2016. 2016 might be, in all seriousness, 2016 might be the greatest championship series ever.
Wow. Well, I mean, wow. Him
he's
being...
He's down 3-1 to that team. That's they come right. back and win. Yeah, might listen, be.
If I could change two things in
don't
NBA...
Don't make him the greatest. I'm just saying that was a great series.
Well, Michael doesn't go down 3-1.
That's true.
Nah, no. If I could change two things in NBA history, one, Kobe's a Piston, and two, two, Jordan loses one Game 7. Just one. Well, or not, you never made Game 7.
If I could play against a bunch of janitors, too, I would be never go down.
I know.
Oh, we're going down now.
Exactly
oh,
right, Don.
Sean Kemp and Gary Payton were janitors?
I'm going to get your call up first next time.
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
All right. But
yeah, Spike, listen, I have him as a top five player. Listen, he's top five all time.
He is at least top nine.
All right. I will make my whole phone call about that. All day.
Well, we got all Reed. Day. No, we got Reed up here now. We got to roll.
Yeah, we got to let you go, Don.
All right, go ahead.
Reed Blankenship joins us now on the WIP afternoon show, getting his headphones ready.
Well, he's getting just berated by Steinberg.
Oh,
yeah,
Steinberg.
Oh, look at Stein. He's fixing the chair
seat.
Right
Steinberg
now.
Fixing his seat.
He's got, AirPods in for some reason.
What the hell?
It's freaking me out. Man.
Oh, know, yeah. Look, yeah. Tell me about
dude,
it,
dude. Steinberg adds stress to every situation.
Yep. Dad, you're not going to be able to get rid of him, by the way. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Well, he's all right. So I appreciate you joining us, man.
Of course. Sorry I'm late, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we heard.
Happens to the best of us. Yeah.
Philly's different, man. I mean, he took me to that other North Broad Street. I got to stay in Philly, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's a Broad Street everywhere is the issue. So we appreciate it, man. Thank
yes,
you for
sir.
Coming by.
No, thank you all.
Look, the Eagles defense all of a sudden – is a real thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys have played great since the bye. Actually, a couple of good games before the bye, mm-hmm. but has gotten better and better. What do you attribute the improvement that you guys have seen throughout the year to?
I just think who we have in a room. Obviously, after the bye, we had to look ourselves in the mirror. Wasn't playing up to par. And obviously, we have a young group, but the young group is willing to work and learn. And
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Obviously, we made adjustments here and there, but our guys, man, they just know what to do. They love to play football, and like Cooper, you know, him coming in, he's one of these main guys, and Q on the outside, they just do a great job. And I've always, especially me, I always tell guys I don't want to play as a third-year guy. Like, I want to play as an experienced guy. And I see that in our two rookies. And they're not playing, I don't think, like rookies. You know, they're playing like they have experience. And that's what you love to see in young guys. So,
was that something you noticed in them early? Like, you know,
a little bit.
Yeah.
obviously, Q and Cooper, they were quiet at first. It was one of those, I understand, you go into a completely different locker room, different guys, and you're not comfortable. And, you know, my whole goal was just to say hey to them every day, see if they opened up a little bit. And sure enough, you know, they opened up fast. And they got a little swag about them, a little attitude about them. And, you know, that's what you love. I love seeing that. I call myself a vet, but love seeing that, man. It just their drive and their want to play and just have fun with it. So,
well, you're in a unique position because you are considered a vet in your third year in the league, but you're still young. You're still a young player.
Absolutely.
And you guys are getting to grow right now as a unit, as a young unit. Mm-hmm. That has to be exciting.
Oh,
it's so fun. To see that you got guys you're going to be able to grow with as a player.
It's so fun. And y'all only see what we put out on the field, but like in our locker room, man, we're cutting up, having fun, laughing all the time. And that's what it's supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to look like. And especially if you're with guys every day, you know, that you don't want to go to work. Oh, man, I don't want to be around this dude. You know, it just gets on my nerves. But that's not like that.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, man, we're just having fun with it, you know.
So, listen, I could tell you've been hanging with the DBs and the brothers in the locker room, man. You hit the Quan in the first game, which was nice. That was,
yeah,
and I
got to
give you credit. You know what I mean?
You.
Not since Travis have I seen a white dude with
appreciate
blue hips
you.
Like that.
Thank you. I got a little
your
something,
hips
man.
Move pretty
I got
good.
A little something.
Yeah,
got
you got a little something, too. You know, my wife is like, hey, who the hell? Like, slow down over there every day. Like, slow down. Yeah. that's Reed. Slow down over there. But, no, it is great to see that you guys sort of all can sort of grow together. There's a sense of, I don't know, there's a little bit of competition there. And you guys are pushing each other, right?
Absolutely.
There's a little bit of that there.
Competition every day.
Right?
I mean, that's what makes each other, like, you just make each other better by doing that. I mean, we're playing a competitive sport.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, we just love being around each other. And, you know, that's just the biggest thing, so.
And Slay is like the well, I guess CJ GJ has been around for a little while, too.
Yeah, but Slay's got some years on him, though.
Yeah. Slay is the uncle in the group now.
He's the uncle.
And the one thing I love about Slay, because, see, before Slay got here, right, I felt like we were swaggerless in our secondary. Mm-hmm. I felt like we didn't have a whole lot of swagger there. So really, since he's come, that whole DB room
it's changed into a different thing, man. I mean, me, I got to come in with a different type of swagger.
Yeah.
If that says
but
anything.
But I like it, though. But, I like it.
I mean, especially CeeDee, you know, having him back, he brings that sort of energy that you don't know you missed until he's in there. And it's like, oh, okay. Let him do all that. And I told him, I said, look, I understand what you do. I was like, bring that energy, but I'm going to always have your back. And I'll pull you away if it gets too much.
Right.
But, man, I said, just go have fun with it. So,
Reed Blankenship with us. Yeah, Ike mentioned, so we have two white guys in our secondary. Mm-hmm. We were talking about a nickname, and one of our listeners, Andrew from Jamison, called and said that the nickname should be Bread and Butter.
Bread and Butter is tough.
You like that?
I don't think I've heard that before.
You like it?
I don't think I heard that.
You okay with it?
I'm better than the ones I have been seeing.
Yeah.
There we go. See, we didn't know, so we had to kind of run it by you first.
Bread
I
butter
like
is
it.
Nice. Bread and butter is nice.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. What's Vic Fangio like to play for?
I'll tell you what. I'm sure we've all had that one coach that just takes everything serious. he's one of the old school coaches. And I've been coached by plenty of those in my career. But you know, he's one of those guys. It doesn't matter if we're in a team meeting, unit meeting. Like, if you did something wrong, he's going to show it and he's going to tell everybody. But that's part of what football is. You learn from people's mistakes. You learn from your own mistake, so you don't do it again. But no, he's one of these coaches, man. You got to be on your P's and Q's with everything.
Talk to me a little bit about your journey, man. You've been here. This is your third year, undrafted. You were a part of the team that went to the Super Bowl. Young player, you had to step in and play when CJ, GJ went down for a few games. So you played so well, even though CJ came back and replaced you, but the team saw what you could do. And so they at least wanted to give you an opportunity to be a starter. You're a starter in your second year, man. It's off season, if I'm correct. You got an extension?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got an extension. You've gone from being undrafted mm-hmm. to being where you are now. Mm-hmm. What's that been like for you and moving forward? Where do you feel like you mm-hmm. can still improve as yeah. a player?
Start off, it's been a roller coaster. Even in college, even getting a scholarship offer, you know, you had to start small school. But anyways, fast forward to now, being undrafted, you know, is tough. It honestly shows, as an undrafted player, you got to come in with a mindset saying, do I really love this game that I've been playing for however long of my life? Do I really love this? Because you're at the bottom of the totem pole, yep. you know? And now especially, I have a different sort of respect for the undrafted guys because, like, I've been in their shoes. Like, I've been kind of timid to go ask questions, didn't want to step on people's toes, but... I feel like it went back to the guys I had in the room. I keep saying I go back to the guys we had in our room, whatever. But we had such a great group my rookie year. Marcus Epps, especially, yep. I always bring him up. He was just like a bigger brother to me. And any questions I had, any sort of issues, I can go to him. And there's obviously plenty, like Slade. Slade's has always been open to everything. He always tells people, look, my number doesn't change. You know, always hit me up, but... You know, it's when you have people like that, you have a different respect towards them. And, you know, I'm not saying I did it by myself. I didn't. I was blessed by the good Lord above to be able to continue this. You know, it's a tough thing. But, man, it goes back to who you surround yourself with and who, I don't know. You know, like I said, we got a lot of great guys, man. So,
in football specifically, in defense, everybody depends on everybody else,
absolutely.
Right? If everybody's not where they should be,
mm-hmm.
how big has it been to get the play out of Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean in front of you guys as the defense has evolved?
I feel like they're doing a great job. Obviously, sometimes N'Kobe Dean's country Mississippi accent will come out, and I'm like, "What did you say?"
Yeah.
And but no, nah, he gets a call out. We're very communicative. We got to be. This is a defense that is controlled by the back seven communicating. Also, you know, at each level. So, man, they're doing a great job. I mean, what about Zach Bond? Man, he's doing. I mean, who would have thought? You know, like
yeah.
I never would have thought. But man, he comes to work every day with a smile on his face and. Like I say, he's one of these guys that loves the game, him and N'Kobe, you know, just loves it. And obviously, I'm pretty sure y'all saw the mic'd up thing. That
yes.
N'Kobe's on the sideline. He's a really smart player, and he knows what he's talking about. So nothing's changed with him. You know, he's been the same player since he's been in the league. So I'm glad he's getting the respect he's getting now. So
you mentioned Zach Bond. Who would have thought? He reached, I think, his career high in tackles for a season by the third game. So who would have thought? I wouldn't have thought.
He's all over the
yep,
field.
Yep.
Like,
so, Reed, we have a caller, a regular listener from Tennessee. His name is Justin.
Nice.
And Justin, we have Justin on the phone. And Justin always has these sayings that we wonder where they came from. So we wanted.
It's like when N'Kobe Dean talks.
Yes. So we wanted to have Justin on and maybe hit you with a few of the sayings and see if you can sort of. Like, maybe translate, or if you understand them.
Okay.
All right. Justin, perfect. You there?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
There, yep. I already know where this is going.
Yeah, all right. All right, Justin. So why don't you hit him with one?
Okay. So, right, like, if you do something that Coach Fangio don't like in practice or something, and he gets in your doghouse, he says, Reed, if you do that again, I'm going to kick your crack shut. What's that mean?
He's going, what? He's going, kick my crack shut?
Yeah.
He says he's going to kick my crack shut.
I reckon stick his foot in, you know what?
Yeah, there you go.
He's going to beat my tail.
He's going to kick you.
All right. Lord. You want to give him another one?
Yeah. So when you got that
yeah.
interception.
Amen. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you got that interception against New Orleans, I was tickled to death. And you know mm-hmm. how happy I was? I was as happy as a
person
with two Peters and didn't know what to do with either one of them.
I don't think we need you to translate.
I know.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that one. Too, so.
We've never seen that in real life. So, all right, Justin, why don't you hit him with one more?
Okay, I'll give you one more, and then I got a little hype thing for you real quick if I can. So the last one that I want to get is Ike really likes this one. It gets him tickled every time. So when you get out on that field, son, and you're playing that back down Sugar Blue Cowboys, I want you to get out there and do one thing, big boy. Let her rip, Tater Chip. Let the big dog eat. Don't hold nothing back.
Let her rip, Tater Chip. There he goes. I know that one.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm from Alabama. I know all these things, man.
You're dadgum right. You sound just like me, and that's the difference to death. I've been sitting here listening. I'm like, daggone, that sounds just like one of my buddies on the phone there, man. I love it.
Hey,
so,
exactly.
You and Landon probably got a lot in common because y'all's probably the most country boys on that team, but I'm from East Tennessee. But anyway, I want Sunday because we all know that the Cowgirls are going to go down this weekend. Y'all's going to kick her crack shut, like I said. We know Mike McCarthy's on his last legs as a head coach. So what I want you to do after y'all beat their ass like a Cherokee drum, I want you to look over there, take that play sheet Mike McCarthy's got, turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up his candy ass. Go, Birds! I love you, boys. I mean.
Yes, sir.
All right, Justin. All right,
great
there
job.
We go.
Great job.
You got excited there. You got that. Excited, man.
Yeah, I bet you didn't see that coming when you were coming in. Well, we appreciate it, man. You guys have been awesome so far this year, and you actually started off, man. You've been great this year, and the defense has made us real proud.
We
so
appreciate it.
So go beat the Cowboys on Sunday, would you?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Reed.
All right, thank you, Reed. We appreciate you, man. Reed with Justin was all-time.
That was awesome.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
What we expected it to be.
Yes.
Yep. That'll work.
So what do we do here, Jack?
I know. It's tough.
Well, hold on. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
I think
we do the top five now, and we squeeze in the picks after Brent.
I agree. Before text line.
Okay. Top five is brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
While I know it's not Buzz's fault,
yes,
I like pretending that it's Buzz's fault.
Yeah. So if you're listening, the delay
it's
we have
excruciating delay.
Yeah,
yes.
we have a little bit of a delay, like a latency. Everybody deals with that with the internet, and our broadcast is internet based, so that's what that is. So and Danny, God bless him, Danny, who is producing us on site here, is protecting Buzz by going, "It's not Buzz's fault. It's not Buzz's fault. It's the delay." So,
yes. Yes.
All right.
But it's always Buzz's
so
fault.
So what do we got?
So what I have for you today is my top five favorite Ike-related scenarios.
Oh, hell.
Your favorite Ike-related scenarios?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be an Ike top five.
I didn't know it either until something happened earlier today and yesterday.
By the way, you know what I've realized? The text line always comes for me, and the top five oftentimes comes for Ike.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's why I love Ike. My fifth favorite Ike-related scenario actually does not have to do with Ike. It's in relation to Ike. But the disappointment in people's eye when Ike's not here and it's just Spike and I.
That's what happened earlier.
That's what happened earlier. What
we got here.
We're here early. Where's Ike?
Yeah.
He's not here yet.
Who are you? Spike. Who are you? Fritz? Ike, the other one. No, we'll take a picture when he gets here.
You'll know when Ike's here.
By the way, that disappointment also comes when someone's about to take a picture and we get in the picture thing too. It's like, can we take another one with the guy with Ike?
Exactly. It's like I see life leave their face. They're so disappointed when Ike's not here yet. My fourth favorite Ike related scenario is when his black card is on the line. And it's been on the line the last like week and a half. A lot of times,
yeah.
Happened again earlier today. Ike gets back into a corner.
Yeah, it's true. Tribe moment.
You can see him. He starts sweating. He's thinking so hard about the right scenario.
Yeah.
Man, when he gets back into a corner with that, it's a treat.
It's tough,
to watch.
Man. It's tough out there, man. I'm hanging on, man.
Well, and Ike goes right for the. Look, I'm older.
I got hit a lot
in the head.
Yeah, man.
Just because I forgot Tribe Called Quest.
Exactly.
That is not a
stuff happens.
It's not a black issue. That's an old issue.
Yeah, it's not that I moved to the suburbs issue. You know what I mean? even though that is part of it.
Not as much track play. My third favorite Ike-related scenario.
That's a good one.
Is when someone mistakes him for another eagle. Now, it's been a while on this one, but we were in media. I remember the guy's like, Mike Quick? You're like, no. Nope. And I'll never forget someone called in, and he was saying, Hugh, I loved you as an eagle. You're one of my favorite eagles. I love listening to you on the radio. When Ike gets mistaken for a different eagle, it's an all-time.
Yeah. Now, it's usually Mike Quick or Jason Avant.
Ah, yeah, yeah, Avant.
So, I don't mind Jason because he's much younger than I am. So,
yes.
You know, it's like, okay, well, at least I must look still a little young. You know, Jason is still fit.
Yeah.
And everything else.
And you and Jason, I guess I could see if I needed to. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Sorry. Well, the delegation's going to be about me. I'm just.
And Q, well. You just if you mistake me for Mike Quick, that's a compliment as well.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Even though he's older, he's still Mike Quick.
I've said it before. I've never seen my wife like hearts in her eyes. Like
yeah.
The, when she can we take a picture with Mike Quick?
Yeah, you like slow down.
Yeah, Val, you don't even like the Eagles. What are you talking about? Yeah,
all time cool guy.
Yeah,
all time cool guy.
Yeah, those are usually the two that I'm mistaken for. Yes.
My second favorite Ike relay scenario. This also happened today. It's the. You know, I met you at this thing, and the one that happened today that I thought was hilarious was the guy came in. I don't know. He didn't stick around. I think he came in for one break, told Ike, you almost hit me off the tee like 10 years ago. He had been waiting almost a decade to tell Ike that he almost hit him on the golf course. It was unbelievable. And he left. I think he just left. He was here for 3 minutes.
He needed revenge.
And hold up. Somebody's always trying to bring that scenario into play because that's a shot at my golf game.
For yes, sure. It is.
Yeah.
You are wild off the tee.
Oh, come on, man. I almost hit everybody, man.
It's like your fantasy, you've never beat anyone in fantasy, right. And you're always wild
yeah,
off the
I'm
tee.
Always wild off the tee.
but and most times you don't remember, but it's always good. It's always good seeing how you handle it.
Yeah.
I usually do not remember it.
Ike, you're probably not going to remember this, but 11 years ago,
right.
You were signing autographs for 7,000 people, and I was one of those 7,000.
And it meant so much to me.
Yeah.
It meant so much to me. But my favorite Ike-related scenario, and this happens mostly at work, when I walk in and Ike's already there, there's too many people. And you can just see it as, we got to get out. We got to get out of here. When there is too many people
that
in the
yesterday.
Office.
That, yesterday.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
I walked in. I had an immediate head shake. Yeah. And we were back in the back office.
Yeah, well, as soon as I turn that corner and I see four or five people, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, what
I start sweating.
What happened to us at work is we moved to this beautiful new studio and office.
Yeah.
In January of 2020.
Now everybody's going to be looking at me.
Well, no. It's less this scenario and more at work. Because what happened, we moved to this new office, and then 2 months later, COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
And we were the only people in the office. So we had the entire lunchroom area to ourselves. We had our own tables for lunch.
You had 6 feet.
It was like for a year. And by the way, it wasn't until the last 3 months when people really started coming back to work. So we go into our lunchroom area, and all of a sudden, our area is everyone's area, which is by the way, the way it was designed to be. But
sure.
We don't like it.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And this is a poignant. I'm saying this on purpose. The Thanksgiving thing is coming up soon at work.
Oh, where they have Thanksgiving dinner.
There needs to be
like next week or the week after. It's coming up soon.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I need people at that to present. How often they're in the building, if they're going to jump me in line. Because it's ridiculous. These people come out of the woodwork.
They love free food, man.
For the free food.
And, radio stations and free food, let me tell you, there's nothing worse.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
And there's a couple people in our office.
Mostly at 12.
Mosh,
man.
Jim Kelly. They're like, they could, you know how your dog could like smell food from down the block?
For sure.
Mosh and Jim Kelly can smell food from down the block.
And everyone at KYW.
Yes, and everyone at KYW.
But dude, Jim's a hound dog.
Oh, he is. He loves it. All right.
He's not going to be satisfied until he ticks off everybody in the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the floor.
Yes, absolutely.
It's my only mission.
Well, Jim doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
And, by the way, neither does Mosh. They don't care.
I'm in KYW.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They're mad, usually, anyway. God bless them. I love them to death, but, you know. All right.
The news isn't always the most positive.
No, it's a good point. You know, they're not having as much fun as we are covering what we are. Brent Celek's going to join us next. We will talk about your appearance, of course, but I want to talk to him about Grant Calcaterra and the guy that it seems like we found that is a real guy.
And if Jack Stoll deserves the number 87,
right?
Brent Celek's number.
Yes, as we asked him last time. No, last time didn't Dotson have it?
I think Dotson had it.
Dotson had it last time. So we are at Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Do Dat Dental Group. This is all in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. The party continues. Stop by if you're close. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.